This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Kansas, taking the war on welfare recipients to new extremes. Governor Brownback of Kansas signed into law the most oppressive and restrictive legislation dealing with welfare families in the United States. Really? Is that something we're proud of in Kansas now? The headlines are focused on the stigmatization of these families with children on TANF, temporary assistance to needy families. Nail parlors, liquor stores, casinos, baseball parks, and swimming pools are now off limits and won't be able to process the TANF debit card. Welfare moms can also forget about using their welfare dollars on cruise ships and in tattoo parlors as well, much less a trip to the spa or buying themselves a nice new bauble at the jewelry store. Furthermore, there are limits to a cap of $25 per day in using their welfare card at ATMs. So, how far could they get? And before this good life corrupts a welfare recipient's character, for good measure, the lawmakers reduced lifetime benefits to 3 years from the 4 years they enjoyed before the new law. Were the legislators outraged that welfare families were living high on the hog? If you look at the actual benefits, you'd have to say no. Maximum benefits for a family of two in Kansas are $352 per month. Family of three, $429. Family of four, $497 per month, and so on. And that's in the high-cost, high-population counties. In a rural county, a family can get by, according to Kansas, on $40 per month less. I can only guess because they have access to eating more dirt. On $500 or so per month, with a family of four, after paying rent, taking the bus to mandatory job searches, paying for school supplies, and trying to keep the utilities and phone working, I would have loved to meet the master home economist who could have afforded a sea cruise. Was this step necessary because the ranks of welfare recipients has been exploding at some obscene, crazy, out-of-control level? Nope, not that either. Even throughout the recession, when nationally the ranks of TANF recipients rose by more than one-third, the numbers have gone down in Kansas by almost 50%. Last year, in fact, Kansas just about led the nation in losing welfare recipients. Must have been the money then, right? We've all read about the ill-fated Brownback tax cuts that almost bankrupted Kansas for lack of revenue, the lawsuits and court orders to fund schools, and the general horror of state funding. Well, no, it's not that either. The federal government pays about $110 billion for TANF in Kansas, and the state pitches in about $60 million. And in what may be the height of absurdity as they squeeze every penny from a welfare mother's clenched fist, Brownback has set aside $40 million in a special TANF reserve, according to reports. TANF may be a money loser for the recipients, but Brownback is making it into a cash cow for the state. Oh, and a couple of drug convictions, a little prison time, and you're barred from life. So forget about rehabilitation. And probably forget about a lot more as well, since the good politicians of Kansas think you can make your future some other way without any welfare. I guess through crime, but I'm not sure any of them have thought that part of their new policies out any better than any other piece of it. We've run out of rational explanations, I'm afraid. It just seems to come down to pure and simple meanness. The inability to open-handedly provide even the bare minimum of income support for low-income families without adding hate and stigma to their lives seems past the elected leaders in Kansas now. There's no yellow brick road there anymore, and it turns out it was not the tin man who lacked a heart, but Brownback and his buddies in the legislature. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.